Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
You're For the Birds, your weekend edition in the middle of December. And we got a little bit of snow earlier in the week. Things have warmed up a little bit, but it was midwinter there for a couple of days this week.
Yeah, quite a string of days where every day there'd be a little bit of a flurry. So yeah, it's feeling like winter. But just in time for the Christmas bird counts, Hanson.
You bet. Now, we're listening to a bird here. Let's see if we can take a listen to this bird. It's a beautiful little sound here. So let's... kind of a cool bird. Let's listen again. Here we go. Now, that's certainly not a December sound, but we've had a sighting, right, of this particular bird.
Yeah, this is the Dick Sisal, and it is a bird that's heard in Vermont occasionally and seen, but very rarely. It's a Midwestern bird. It's a bird of the prairies and agricultural areas, but they do stray east, and there's probably, at least one sighting in Vermont every year, mostly in the Champlain Valley. But there was recently a sighting at Waterbury State Park, at the beach end of the state park. And I think it wasn't the first record for Washington County, but it's been a long time since one has been seen in this part of the state.
Yeah, and it's a cool-looking bird. It's kind of, a combination between a sparrow and a bunting and a grosbeak, it seems?
Yeah, exactly. They're in the sparrow family. They have a huge honking beak. I was not on par with an evening grosbeak, but close to it. And when I saw the bird, I was just so struck by how large the beak is. And it has a pattern almost of an eastern meadowlark. It's a lot smaller. It's a large sparrow-sized bird. The males and the females have yellow on the face and the breast, kind of like a meadowlark. And the males have a big black patch on the chest, like a meadowlark as well. But that's probably where the resemblance ends. The beak is very different. It has more of a yellowish eyebrow, whitish eye ring, and then extensive yellow on the chest, and then this rusty patch in the wings, which can be hard to see except when it's fluffing up its feathers or flying.
It kind of looks like a lark, doesn't it? Kind of.
Yeah, it does. It's a really attractive bird. The one that was seen in Waterbury was a female, and it was beautiful and very much out of habitat. I mentioned that they're a bird of the prairies and agricultural areas out in the Midwest, and this bird was hanging out on this little peninsula. I don't know if you're familiar with there's a handicapped accessible trail at the state park. Again, this is on the part of the park on the reservoir that borders Route 100. So there's this handicapped accessible trail that leads out to this little peninsula that's lightly wooded on the edge of the reservoir. Not a big extensive field or cornfield or anything like that. That's where you might expect to see a Dick Sisal. But this lightly wooded area, and it was hanging out there, for a good week or so. Might still be there. I don't know if anyone has looked, but it was in a very odd place, and it stuck around for a number of days, and quite a few birders went out to go look for it.
Let's take a listen. It makes me feel like it's summer again. Let's take a listen. This is the Dick Sisal. Very pleasant.
Yeah, it kind of, it sings its name. This is where it got the name, Dick Sisal. It's kind of, the song kind of sounds like Dick, Dick, Sisal. So that's, hence the name.
Good stuff. All right, in water.
Anson, it's also, I'm amazed. So to have one in Vermont is exciting. I was doing a little research, and there was someone in Texas who e-birded 15,000 Dick Sisals from one single spot in Texas on the coast. while they were migrating.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And we've got one, though.
What's that?
Everything's big in Texas, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then actually the largest flock ever recorded, this bird is known for these big flocks. The largest flock that's been recorded on eBird was in Venezuela, of a million or more birds.
Wow. Cool stuff. Yeah. All righty. One in Waterbury, though, the Dick Sissel. As we creep closer to 2021, which I think everyone is pretty excited about. We can't wait to get to 2021, the light at the end of the tunnel here, hopefully. And finally, it's been quite a year. I think the last time I saw you, Chip, was probably March, right? I haven't seen you outside of our little computer visits from time
exactly.
to time.
Yeah, probably early March.
Early March, amazing. But here we are, and we're getting close to counting birds. It's the year to count birds. The annual Christmas counts are on their way.
Yeah, we mentioned last show that this is an annual tradition, and anyone can participate, and there's counts all over Vermont and all over the country and the world, for that matter. Actually, not the world. I take that back. Canada and Mexico and the South America. So the Western Hemisphere. But anyway, you don't have to be an expert to participate. You can even just watch the birds at your feeder. And this year is a little different, of course. Often we break up into teams and we pair less experienced birders with more experienced birders. But this year, people will be birding in their pods. I'm going out with some family members. So, but you can go out on your own. You can go out with someone else who you are in the same household with, or you can just do a walking route with a neighbor if you're socially distanced. So there's ways to participate, and these counts are happening all over the state, the second half of December and the first part of January. And to find out where you can do a count, probably the best thing to do is to go on the Vermont eBird website. So if you Google Vermont eBird, there's a little news section as you scroll down, and there's an article about the Christmas bird counts, and there's a list of all the counts in Vermont that are still happening this year, and who the contact person is and how to contact them. So if you're in central Vermont, you know, we coordinate a couple of counts at the North Branch Nature Center, the Hunger Mountain count, Plainfield count, but there's counts all over the state, and it's really fun. You can do part of the day, the whole day, midnight to midnight, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, a good time of year to do this, and it's a safe activity and so forth. But I've been watching a lot of nuthatches this year. I don't know, it just seems I've got a red-breasted, and we've been listening to the white-breasted nuthatch here. But I'm just fascinated by this bird. It's just kind of a neat bird, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot to see, right? Your own backyard, right at your feeder. I understand you have an albino or a leucistic chickadee.
Yeah, it's been hanging out with the other chickadees, and you do a double take when I first saw it. It was, it was like, what is that? You know, and I'm looking at it, and there it was. But the chickadees, of course, are very, very friendly. And if you stay still, you can get pretty close to it. So I got a pretty decent picture of it. But yeah, it's pretty much all white, except for, you know, a little bit of the bands on its feathers, which are the traditional black chickadee feathers, black cap chickadee feathers. And yeah, just kind of a cool thing. It certainly took a double take when I saw it at the feeder as it's coming and going. But kind of a neat bird. We have not seen one of those at the feeder at all this year, and you know, ever, I don't think. But wow. Just kind of cool.
That's really neat.
You thought you had a rare species or something when you looked at it. My gosh, what is that thing? Because it looked like a finch. It kind of looked like a finch, wow. Like you'd find in a pet store.
Wild.
So kind of cool. Oh my gosh, look at the time. Anyway, check out those places where you can see and sign up for the bird counts. But we've got to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.